This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Social media seems to be spreading the dangerous choking game. We'll get some advice from a Ben pediatrician.
We'll talk to a local member of the Occupy movement to see what motivates her to be an Occupy activist.
Redmond schools start looking for a new superintendent of schools.
And Crook County leaders welcome more data centers to the local economy.
These stories and more right now on News Talk 1110 KBND. With Lori Robb, I'm Frank Bonacresti.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
Researchers say the game appeals to teens because it doesn't cost anything, and social media shows examples of people who seem to enjoy it. Our news partner, News Channel 21, spoke with Ben Memorial Clinic pediatrician Jennifer Wharton and two local parents about the choking game.
It's funny, as pediatricians, this wasn't even on our radar until recently. And I'm actually glad that people are trying to get this more into the media and stuff.
Now with social media, it's so easy. It's almost like a virus that it catches on with one group and it can spread really quickly. So I think that's pretty dangerous.
They're doing this and they're laughing about it. That's really the scary part because they are cutting off, you know, their air supply and killing brain cells.
Having been a teacher, I know kids talk about it, you know, and it's good for parents to be aware and know what their kids are getting exposed to.
In a 2010 study, researchers found 65 strangulation game videos that totaled more than 173,000 views on YouTube. Parents are urged to watch for signs like marks on the neck, changes in personality, and bloodshot eyes.
The downtown Bend Post Office will be busy today with last-minute tax filers and protesters. Members of the local Occupy movement are holding a demonstration at noon in hopes of getting their message out concerning what they believe is an unfair tax system. Barbara Fontaine is retired and spends her time with the local movement because she doesn't like the direction the country is going in.
We need jobs, but the kind of jobs that are being created now are often without benefits, and the wages are lower than they used to be. And I just wish that we could go back to the kinds of conditions where most of us had this kind of deal in our life. I'm concerned about my two children who are in their mid-20s.
She says the middle class is losing pensions and affordable health care. Again, the protest is at noon at the downtown Bend Post Office.
Redmond Superintendent of Schools just put in his notice last week, and the school board is taking steps to find his replacement. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Shay Michelson has taken an administrative job with the Bend Lapine School District, so Redmond school board members are scrambling to make plans for next year. Jim Erickson is the president of the school board.
We in all districts have gone through some real difficult times financially, and then we've had a couple other issues that have surfaced. So it's just so much that's going on that we just want to make this a reasoned, thoughtful response, and we want to include as many thoughtful minds as possible.
A transition team is being formed, and it's hoped they will make a recommendation on how to proceed in the search for a superintendent by the end of June. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In other local news, a citizen journalist says he used Facebook to get the Occupy crowd out of downtown Portland. Dan Sandini was a keynote speaker at a Bend Tea Party rally on Sunday, and he urged people to use their cell phones to take videos and then post the truth on places like Facebook and YouTube.
We went through the occupiers. Sam Adams tried to keep the occupiers downtown. We were down there, my friend Laughing and Liberals and me, we were down there exposing these people, taking the videos, putting them up on Sam Adams' Facebook page. We exposed what the mainstream media would not show. This disgusting group of illegal, un-American people occupying Chapman and Lonsdale Squares in downtown Portland. We were there week after week after week until we forced, in my opinion, we forced Sam Adams to pay attention and kick these people out of our city parks.
Sandini says his efforts may also be featured in a special documentary on Andrew Breitbart that is scheduled to come out soon.
The Washington State Patrol is shrinking, which is why they've gotten the go-ahead to start a recruiting campaign. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
The WSP is adding an academy to begin as soon as the next one ends.
There was money in the transportation budget. We do have a need. We are seeing some attrition in the ranks of troopers. We don't want the agency to shrink.
The patrol's Robert Calkins figures they'll screen 1,000 candidates to find 60 who qualify for the academy.
We really want good, caring people who are in good physical condition.
He says they'd also like to talk to any Oregon cops who are being downsized out of a job.
Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Back in Central Oregon, Crook County leaders are already seeing an economic benefit from its growing data center industry. Crook County Judge Mike McCabe says the latest addition of Apple joining Facebook in Prineville is a boon to the area.
Again, we just welcome them. Of course, we had LeshWeb Corporation's headquarters leave, and that made kind of a void for us for a little while, but we're thinking that between Facebook and Apple that they will backfill that for our community, and we're grateful for that.
By the way, Apple plans to invest about $250 million in the Prineville facility and create at least 35 jobs. 1110 KBND News Time is 6:37.